Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, everybody. This is Kristen Brindley with Nova Real Producers. I'm here with the wonderful Kelly Catalinas. Thank you so much for being with us, Kelly.
Sure. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's an honor to have her as a partner of Nova Real Producers, and she's our May Issues Partner Spotlight. One article. If you didn't check it out, make sure you do. Kelly is a manager at Fairway Mortgage, and she's been in the industry for 35 years, 16 years as a manager, wonderful leader and person. Kelly, I can't wait for people to hear your story. And I know that you just received an award that you're really proud of. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, thank you so much. So earlier this year, I got notified by the Washingtonian Magazine that I was voted into the magazine as a top mortgage professional for 2021. And I'm proud of this because it's not about how much volume you do each year. It wasn't an award where I reached out to anybody and say, hey, I'm being nominated, vote for me. It basically is a survey of 2,000 real estate professionals in the Washington metro area, as well as readers of the magazine, voting in who they prefer to work with for their mortgage financing needs. So it could have been customers or real estate professionals, but it was just nice. It was just very nice to receive that.
Well, it's a reflection of your hard work and how you treat everyone in the industry and your customer service. So I can totally relate to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell us your story. So you're a loan officer and, you know, you run the branch. Did you always think you'd be in this industry? How did this happen?
No, I don't think anybody grows up in, unless you're a child of a loan officer, you would never grow up and say, I want to be a loan officer when I get older. But basically when I got out of college, I met a woman who at the time was, probably one of very few females in the lending industry, back in the 80s. And, she was assisting a friend of mine with the purchase of their first home. And we got to talking about the industry and she said, you know, if you ever think about doing something different, you know, it would be a great opportunity for you. And I graduated college, got a job in my career for about 9 months, which was in, human resources management, personnel development, et cetera, and didn't really think that it was for me. After studying that for 4 years, really coming out with it as a management degree and an economics minor, I completely shifted and moved into sales and finance in a different way. So I called her and I met with her manager and that was it, 1986, April Fool's Day.
Yeah. April Fool's, 35 April, years here.
April Fool's Day.
Well, so tell us, like, so what's the first thing you did? Like, tell us about the journey. Yeah.
The first thing I did as a loan officer, I really tried to learn my craft. There's a lot to learn in lending, like in anything. It's constantly changing. So what you think you know today, you might not know tomorrow. But I also believe in finding a very good mentor. Watch what they're doing, take pieces of different people around you and their success and see what you can incorporate into your own persona that's comfortable for you as you go out and attract others to you and create your partnerships over time. Our whole goal is to develop long-term relationships, referral business. We really respect what our real estate agents do and how they build that clientele over time. We do it the same way. One transaction at a time. So you have to know your craft. You have to speak honestly. And I think you just have to deliver bad news early and often. You have it and just solve, you know, let us solve the problem. Let's figure out a way out of the, out of any issue that might arise within the transaction as soon as we know about it. So we can deliver, you know, keys to a borrower at the end of the transaction.
Well, that's wonderful. And we enjoy, I know I've had talked to you about leadership and modeling and growth and books and different things, and you're always growing. And I feel like that's so important in a long-term career in what you've done. What's been your biggest challenge, do you think?
So I'm not young. I think the biggest challenge is adapting to change in the industry and how people want to be communicated with, the changes in technology and staying in front of that and learning that. You know, when I started, we were using a fax machine was something out of, you know, an alien delivered to our office. It was, what, a fax machine? We put it in here and it's out there, right? So I think keeping up with technology in the profession and really being mindful of the various generations and how they want to be communicated with, how they want their experience to be when they're looking for financing, when they're engaging real estate community for information and accuracy. There's a lot of information out there. It doesn't apply to everybody, okay? So I think they still want that personal interaction and that clarity of content when they're searching for that information, but we also have to deliver it in the way that they prefer it to be delivered. So you have a lot of ages and generations that you're working with when purchasing a home or downsizing a home, people that are not, you know, technologically savvy. How do they want their transaction to go? And I think we just need to be very mindful of, we have to appeal to the masses and communicate effectively in whatever scenario that we're dealing with or whatever situation, first time buyer, move up buyer, downsizer, reverse mortgages, you know, various different things. We have to be mindful of that.
What's been most rewarding for you?
So I think, you know, probably if you asked me that when I was a lot younger and new into the business, it would be, you know, achieving numbers, you know, growing business, hitting those numbers, hitting those goals, competing with, you know, those people in my office, you know, like getting on the board kind of thing. In hindsight, after all of these years, it's about the relationships you build. It clearly is. Being able to work with clients that now I'm now working with their children buying their first home, or longstanding real estate relationships that we are friends. We've known each other for so long. We trust each other. We can be honest and clear with one another, and really developing that rapport, and that it's more than just the business. It's a synergy that we're creating as a partnership, and it's a friendship beyond that. So I think that's the proudest. It's the relationships that you build in a business that you love. And even though there are days you want to just jump off a bridge because the stress is so high, in the end, it's worth it. It's just worth it because people achieve home ownership. And that is just the greatest part, I think, in building wealth and stability in someone's life, and really just turning them on to the opportunity they have once they own a home of what they could do with it as they continue down that path. So very, very rewarding for me.
What sets you apart, makes you different, Kelly?
You know, I've said this a lot of times. I grew up in New Jersey. I lived in a household that was sarcastic about everything. We never took each other seriously. We were always teasing one another, but we also told the truth. And I think what sets me apart is I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you. If you bring something to me, I'm going to be tactful, but I'm going to be direct, because I just don't feel that it's worth anybody's wastefulness of time to take someone down a path that might not achieve what they're looking for. So I ask a lot of questions when I meet people. I want to get the real story. I want to understand as fully as possible to find the best solutions for them. And I'm direct with my answers. And sometimes that's a great fit, most times, hopefully, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes people, you know, just need to hear something from different others, maybe a different way, but I'm pretty direct, I think, with trying to get to the bottom of things up front. It's a puzzle. Let's solve it. Let's figure out the best way to solve it for the best experience we could deliver for you.
What's the number one way, like you brought up relationships, like what's the number one way that you get business, Kelly?
So you have to ask. And I think when you're new, you're a little afraid of rejection, you know, so you shy away from the ask. But I think if you've provided a good service for someone, if you've delivered and you've constantly tried to validate that, am I doing what you expect me to do? You know, is there anything else I could be doing to assist you that would make this better for you? And ask for that feedback. Try to understand that it's feedback. It's not criticism. Okay. If you can just take feedback positively, you would all grow so much more quickly than if you looked at those responses as criticism. You're never going to get off the ground. You know, you have to take that feedback as feedback, not criticism.
I so love that. We've talked about, I think you and I, like growth versus static mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're all about the growth.
Have to ask, right? I mean, you can't just take yourself so seriously that you just shut down and don't accept any kind of feedback, or even if it is criticism, so what? Just, you know, take it and see what you can learn from it.
I love it. I was just thinking like, so what, Buttercup, let's go.
Right, exactly. Let's go. My daughter would say, you know, huge soccer player, rub some dirt on it and let's get up and go. You know,
my daughter does that too. Like she literally rub some dirt on it. Let's go. We're like,
hey, put dirt on it. Let's go.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that. Like my daughter, we do that too. So what do you think will be, you know, 1 to 5 years, what'll be different? You know, some things will stay the same, but for you and your business, the next 1 to 5 years, like, what does that look like for you?
Sure. So I'm definitely, for me, I'm delegating more. I think we're all bits of control freaks about our business and what we do and how I have to have my hands and everything. I think for me, it's about delegating more. We talked yesterday, I did a presentation on a tool, that we use called List Reports. Okay. And just as an example, I could spend all Friday, every Friday doing open house flyers for tons of realtors that I work with who might need one. But if I provide them a service that automates it for them, okay, that we can still partner on, isn't that a better use of my time? So it's things like that. It's evaluating how my time is best spent and delegating it to the proper ways so that I run a better machine, but also create that balance. You know, I've talked to you about this. I'm not 21 anymore, right? We're moving into different areas of our life that you want to enjoy your time off when you get it. At the same time, you want to grow steadily in a very measured, you know, concise way and still enjoy it, you know, to keep that spark of it with you. You have to start delegating. And I've realized that a little bit more and more over the last couple of years, how important that is to actually being more successful.
I love it. Well, and you bring that to the leadership table too. And I feel that that's really important. You know, well, here's one, you know, for Real Producers, like why did you become a part of Real Producers?
Sure. So I think it really filled a void that was missing in the DC market that was very specific to the industry that we're in. It was so targeted into communities that I serve that it just made the most sense. If we're going to create these partnerships, if we're going to be a team, if we're going to respect one another and try to bring everybody up in their business because we want to work with quality people, we want to serve our community, we want repeat business, we're building something more than just our names. So the community that Nova Real Producer serves is one that I want to be a part of, right? I'm one of many, many lenders in this marketplace that's trying to set themselves apart from others that people can be finding online without reputations and so forth. When you associate with quality people and who take the business seriously, understand that it's a long haul business and are willing to put the time in for good quality transactions and interactions with people, then it's an easy fit to do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an honor to have you, you know, be part of Real Producers. I feel like you are a great embodiment of what, you know, we do. So,
aww. It's my pleasure. Truly my pleasure.
Well, so is there any advice you'd love to give people in working with, you know, real estate agents, or any myths you'd like to bust about like lending, or yeah, any advice you'd like to give?
So I think, you know, our market is hard this year. I think we have a huge shortage of homes. I think that's going to continue. I think that's a challenge for our real estate community to stay positive, to not be frustrated with buyers who are writing 8 and 9 and 10 contracts in particular sales price ranges. It's difficult for us because we're constantly having to, you know, we might have to change a particular loan we've done for someone 3 or 4 or 5 times because they keep getting priced out of the market that they would rather have been in. So I think the market presents certain challenges. I think be measured in your approach, right? Do the hard stuff early in the day. Try to get that out of the way so you can have a better afternoon with a little bit more clarity. Know your best time of day that you work and do the hard stuff during that time. After that, think about how you're working on your business, because we easily every day can be caught up and work in our business, but we're not working on our business. And if we are working by referral, you have to have those systems in place to keep that machine running steadily. New loan officers that see what this last year has brought thinks it's really easy to do what we do because there's so many leads coming in and the rate environment is such that there's refinances and you can make this and you can make that. If you do that, it's a great proving ground to maybe learn strategy on how to work in our careers, but it's not really teaching you the longevity if you're trying to stick this out and create relationships over time and be a force in the real estate community if you're not doing the other things, okay, to help propel you forward in the business. So there's a reason the average loan officer age right now is in their 50s. I'm probably older than the average right now, but that's because they've been out on the street and they've done the business a million different ways in a million different markets. There's room for everybody in the business. It's just find it, work hard at it, and understand that you need balance in your life. It can't be all or nothing. It's got to be balance in how you're building your growth.
That is fantastic advice. And, you know, honored to have you on. If you haven't checked out her story, definitely check out her story. And, you know, if you're getting into lending, you should reach out to Kelly. And thanks for
happy to talk to you.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.